The Memorandum of Understanding between the Sitka Dock Company and the city focuses on what the city can do to limit high cruise traffic rather than imposing restrictions on the cruise dock. If approved, the MOU would establish Saturday as a quiet day with fewer than 1,250 passengers and a ceiling of 7,000 on other days. But in order to keep those numbers at bay, the city would agree to prevent ships from landing passengers at city-owned docks on days with high traffic at the privately owned dock. Larry Edwards is a member of Small Town Soul, a local advocacy group that wants to limit cruise tourism. Edwards said he felt the MOU was not only unenforceable, but also misleading since it focuses on lower berth capacity. That's the standard double occupancy, but not the maximum capacity of a given ship.
And in the hot cruise market, many ships are running at or near their maximum capacity. A day's ships totaling 12,360 lower berth capacity, just mentioned, could actually have 14,000 to 15,000 passengers aboard.
Sitkin Emily Scott urged the assembly to hold off on voting on the item until the newly appointed Tourism Commission could review it.
We just elected a tourism commission to review things like this and make these decisions and influence this and represent us, because this is kind of the whole point of a very lengthy process from the Tourism Task Force recommendations. And this feels very fast compared to the rest of that process.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen said he felt the MOU was unenforceable and more of a feel-good document that the city would follow but wouldn't bind private industry. He agreed that they should at least wait until the next meeting to give Sitkins more time to digest it.
I just have issues with the city being the ones to do this, to make the sacrifices to our bottom line when we didn't create the issue.
When asked why the city is taking the hit, Municipal Administrator John Leach said that was the elephant in the room.
At the end of the day, it is a private business using their facility as they seize their right. If the community desire is to try to cap the number somewhere, the area where the most flexibility lives is on our side.
In spite of its limitations, Assemblymember Kevin Mosher said he felt the MOU was an important step in the city's collaboration with the cruise dock.
To get a cruise industry to agree to a voluntary MOU is not super common. And the cruise industry, to be honest, they can bring as many cruise ships as they're able to carry. And so there's a strategy in engaging this in this way. It allows us to proactively come up with a number, come up with an arrangement that is maybe not perfect, but much better than it could be.
Mosher said he hoped they wouldn't kick the can down the road and would approve the MOU soon. Deputy Mayor Tim Pike said they could move forward both ways. They could approve the MOU and still have the Tourism Commission review it down the road and make changes.
And I think we should take at face value and with in good intent the good faith behind this agreement that has been engendered. This was something the assembly asked the administrator to enter into, and the process took quite a while. I mean, it wasn't an instantaneous decision. And, is it a perfect document? I have yet to read a perfect document or a perfect MOA or a perfect contract. There isn't one. But it's a good starting point for where we might want to go.
Pike also said he'd support holding off on the vote so more Sitkins could take a look at the agreement, and he and other assembly members asked Leach if the dock owner would be amenable to reducing the time frame of the MOU from 5 years to 2 or 3. The assembly voted unanimously to postpone a vote on the MOU until the next meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.